The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to the Navigating Your Life Show, featuring host Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams. In the next hour, the goal of the show is to help you with the challenges facing you and potentially change your life forever. Now, here's Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. I am really very excited about today's conversation. We're going to be really trying to prepare ourselves to get ready for the new year that is just about ready to come upon us. And what's also exciting is that we're getting ready to go into a new decade with this new year bringing in 2010. So I thought it would be a wonderful idea to get someone to join us today that has a great amount of experience in trying to look at the resolutions and, more importantly, the promises that we make lots of times when it comes to a new year, and to talk to an expert who can really give us some ideas about how we can make sure that they last longer than the 2nd or 3rd of January, that they really do make an impact on our life. And so we have with us today the special guest is Kareem H. Ishmael, who is from Toronto, Canada, and he has an MBA from the University of Toronto. But let me just give you a little bit of a background about Kareem before we have him say hello to our listeners. For 20 years, Mr. Ishmael supervised very large architectural projects. He's not an architect himself, but that is the part of the business that he was managing. It was making sure that these institutions that were being built were really up to good standards. And so, but even as he supervised the construction of some very large and special buildings, his personal life was in shambles because he was a workaholic and had no life balance. He had had a back injury, so he was taking mega doses of morphine for severe back pain and still couldn't even walk to the end of his driveway without being in great pain. Spiritually, he was also adrift. His business was bleeding after the internet crash of 2001. His family's financial future was in jeopardy as debts kept piling up just as his children were getting ready to start higher education. There were times that he even considered taking an overdose of those narcotics that he was taking for his back pain to end it all. So he was able to go to that level and then pull himself up to even higher level. And so fortunately he had the insight that helped him to transform his life. Today he lives a pain-free life and is an accomplished mountain hiker. And this is a gentleman that, as we just said earlier, could barely walk to the end of his driveway without being in severe pain, but now he is climbing mountains. Yeah, his weight is normal, and his, and I heard him mention in another show that he lost 30 pounds and was able to keep off those 30 pounds. So his weight is normal, and his family relationships are deep, and they're close-knit. His finances are stable once again, and he is completely debt-free. So this life transformation happened because it finally occurred to him that why his former professional life as a manager of huge construction projects had always been successful. He realized that he had always created and followed blueprints. He never started a building project without a highly detailed blueprint. He immediately set to work on a blueprint for his own life using the principles he learned as a manager of building projects. As a result, was the publishing of a book called Keep Any Promise, A Blueprint for Designing Your Future, which came out in 2008. So without further ado, we have Mr. Kareem H. Ismail, who has joined us for today's show. So welcome, Kareem.
Thank you, Dr. Williams. I'm delighted to be on your show, and thank you for that introduction.
Sure, sure. So, Mr. Ismail, please tell us, why did you, we understand you've had some challenges and you wanted to overcome them, but tell us how you came to put this book together, and what, most importantly, were you looking for people to get out of reading the book? And we're going to, over the next hour, have a chance to give people a sampling of some of the wonderful, wonderful things that are contained in the 200-plus pages that make up your book. But why did you put it together?
Well, as you pointed out, I had been through some major challenges in life, challenges that many people face. And as I started turning my life around, I started sharing these principles of success I was having with others. I would often be on long charity walks, for example, and I saw other people starting to take those ideas, implement them, and when they would meet me again sometimes 3 months, 6 months later, they would tell me, you know, their life had turned around, or one aspect of their life had turned around, and they would attribute it to the suggestions I had made. So I thought this would be, what a wonderful way if I could help many, many, many people. And I set a goal to help 5 million people transform their lives in the next 20 years. And I felt that the book was the best way for me to help people transform their lives. So I wrote Keep Any Promise, A Blueprint for Designing Your Future. And I'm delighted that the book has just become a bestseller.
Wow. Ismail, why did you pick the number 5 million?
I originally set a goal of 1 million, and then I took my own advice where I tell people or suggest to people that they should set outrageous goals, goals that make them gasp. And so I thought, 1 million sounds entirely possible. 5 million sounds next to impossible. So I picked 5 million.
Wow.
And
wow.
I think as we set very large goals, we, you know, often if we persist and persevere and have the right tools, we find a way to achieving those goals. So I'm hopeful I'll hit that goal.
And I'm sure you will. And I think that it's it is such a rich book with so many different aspects to it that I am sure that you'll reach the 5 million and even more, because anyone that has a chance to read it will want to take it and give it on to someone else after they finish with it, because it is just that powerful. And we'll talk a little bit later about how people can get their hands on it. But if anyone wants to follow us and to understand a little bit more, you can feel free to go to the website, and it's www.keepanypromise.com/book. .asp. So again, that's www.keepanypromise.com/book.asp. So when you mentioned the issue of keeping a promise, what you talk about that it has to make sure that promise matches how you feel about yourself. Kareem, please give us a little understanding of what you mean. First about a promise, and then also about making sure that's congruent with who you are as a person.
You know, people ask me often what the difference is between a resolution, a goal, and a promise. I think, and I would view that in that order. As a resolution is something we intend to do, and New Year's is a wonderful time when lots of people set resolutions. And we'll talk a little bit perhaps about why resolutions fail. A goal is something with a little more teeth to it, if you will. And we set goals in business, in life, etc. But a promise, a promise is like a non-negotiable pact that we make with ourselves or to somebody else. And it hurts us a lot when we don't keep promises. So I intentionally have framed the book around keeping promises. Now, when you read Keep Any Promise, you learn to redefine your definition of the word life and discover the myths that have held you back. from fully experiencing your life. Perhaps I can give you a quick example.
Sure.
There was a young woman called Dee. Dee developed her life blueprint in the two-day Keep Any Promise workshop. And part of what she discovered was how to define the vision she wanted for her life. She found something that filled her up professionally. She completed yoga training. She became a certified yoga teacher, purchased a house that also has space for a yoga studio, now runs her own yoga studio, and she also invites other alternate health practitioners to share their skills in helping others. All this in less than 6 months. You see, the workshop helped her discover and uncover what was holding her back, and there was no stopping her once she came to that realization. Right. And often there are myths that hold us back.
Right. And Kareem, we have about 2 minutes until we have to take a break, but one of the things that as I was listening to you talk that just seemed to be very clear is that when you break it down that there's a resolution and there's goals and there's promises, I think the first two, the resolution and the goal, really don't talk about a relationship, but a promise, I think, does lend itself to understanding it through the lens of a relationship with yourself and also relationship with others. And so the heavier weight that a promise carries is about that relationship. Would you agree with that interpretation or not, Kareem?
Absolutely. A promise is very much a relationship. Sometimes it's a promise we make, you know, just to ourselves, but oftentimes it's a promise to a child, a promise to a parent, a promise to a loved one, etc. So it very much is about that relationship.
And we're less inclined to break those promises if we see them through the lens of a relationship. We're a resolution and a goal. We may run into somewhat of a challenge with keeping them, but generally promises carry, you know, a greater significance in our own logic. Would you agree, Kareem?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. We're going to get ready to take a break, but just before we go, what are some of the reasons why, Kareem? Can you just give me one reason before we take a break as to why people never keep their promises? And then we'll follow up with more reasons after the break is over.
You know, the new year is a perfect time for people to evaluate our goals and priorities. Unfortunately, what many people do, what most people do, is they simply make a list of resolutions and they leave it at that. That's the equivalent of building a house with a deck of cards. It may look good, but it'll collapse eventually. And we'll talk perhaps after the break about a lack, you know, the kind of foundation, structure, or framework that people need for these resolutions to be able to work.
Okay, I think that is such an interesting way to look at that. As we get ready to go out to our break, we'll come back on the other side of the break to answer that question as to why we never seem to keep our resolutions and our goals, because I think we're beginning to understand that if it's a promise, we're more likely to keep that. So we'll continue with our esteemed guest, Kareem H. Ismail, the writer of Keep Any Promise, A Blueprint for Designing Your Future, right after this break.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hyperbike Performance Centers, the extreme motorcycle tuning facility for performance-minded riders. For the most advanced tuning possible, bring your bike in for a diagnostic in their climate-controlled dyno room. Take advantage of their suspension services designed to tweak your bike's suspension till it fits your personal riding needs. All of their performance products are tested in their facility first. Brakes, wheels, alarms, GPS, and more. Hyperbike Performance Centers on Route 40 West, Frederick, or visit hyperbikeperformancecenters.com.
Wielding power, shaping environments and outcomes, and making things happen are all essential characteristics of great leaders. Yet these qualities alone are not enough to ensure your success. In a complex world, how do you decide what's most important to you? In your career, your relationships, your finances, your family, in the world around you, in the whole of your life at large? Dr. Joseph Riggio, the host of Leadership Intuition, says that personal leadership, the desire to take charge of your life, is the key to creating futures that work and building a life worth living. Join Joseph as he reveals the power of uncovering and living your own personal mythology, the key to personal transformation, exquisite performance, and social influence. Learn to look inside and discover your personal mythology and unique leadership style. Go beyond conventional advice and discover your unique success blueprint on Leadership Intuitions with Dr. Joseph Riggio each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Leadership Intuitions, power, achievement, relationships.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com. Tuned in to the Navigating Your Life Show with Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams. To participate in our discussion, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to host@navigatingyourlifeshow.net. Now, back to the program.
Well, thank you for rejoining us on today's show. We have with us Mr. Kareem H. Ismail, who is the author of Keep Any Promise, A Blueprint for Designing Your Future, which came out in 2008. And just before the break, we were asking Kareem to tell us why people never keep their promises. But before we go there, we want to just get him to share with us what are the 10 or what are the top New Year's resolutions that people have, and then we'll go back and ask him to explain why people don't keep them, but more importantly, what are some steps, and I think he has 12 of them, about how we can keep those promises. So we have a laundry list of things to cover, but let's start first with what are some of the top New Year's resolutions that people have, Kareem?
Thank you, Dr. Williams. There was an extensive survey a couple of years ago, probably 300,000-plus people who took the survey. And these were the 10 things that people make resolutions about in order. The first is to lose weight and get in better physical shape. Number 2 is to stick to a budget. Number 3 is to reduce debt. Number 4 is to enjoy more quality time with family and friends. Number 5 is to find my soulmate, to find love. Number 6 is to quit smoking. Number 7, to find a better job. Number 8, to learn something new. Number 9, to volunteer and help others. And number 10, to get organized.
Wow. And so those all sound like very admirable things, to lose weight, develop and keep a budget, to reduce debt, to spend more quality time, to find that soulmate, to quit smoking, to find a better job, to learn something new, to volunteer, as well as to organize. Those all sound like, good, sound things to do. What have you found as some reasons why people don't keep to those resolutions or goals that they establish, even though they all seem to be life improvement kind of, self-improvement kind of things that a person should want to do?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think fundamentally change is difficult for all of us. It was just as difficult for me as it would be for you or for somebody else. And to be able to change, what we need is not just a page with 10 or 12 or 5 or however many resolutions, but some thinking that goes behind those resolutions. In other words, a foundation, a structure, a framework. And what I provide in my book, and what I'd like to cover very briefly, if I may, something you alluded to, is a 12-step process that one can use for keeping any promise, for achieving any goal, not just at New Year's, but at any other time as well. And if one has this kind of thinking on paper, before embarking on keeping that promise, your chances of keeping that promise just went up exponentially. May I just cover those?
Sure. Just before you do that, Kareem, we have a caller, Kent from San Diego, who wanted to pose a question, and then we'll pick up on the other side of his call, if you don't mind. So, Kent, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wonderful, Kent. Could you pose your question to...
Sure. You might cover this in your 12 steps, but I was going to ask, do you, a process I use, and I was going to see if you recommend, is I call it incremental habit building. Let's say working out, I might say I'm only going to do aerobics 2 times a week, and then once I can get that down, then I might bump it to 3. And once I get that down, then I might start doing some weightlifting. So I give myself successes, and I call it incremental habit building. And I think I can apply that to anything. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that is an excellent idea, and it is certainly something I advocate, because it's very difficult. Ideally, we would all want to be working out 1.5 hours a day, 7 days a week. But then there's this other little thing called life, and reality, and time pressures, and so on. And I think starting off incrementally and building it up is something I would advocate completely, something I've done as well. How one trains to climb a tall mountain, for example, incremental steps, incremental milestones along the way till, you know, you can get very good and confident that you have the strength and stamina to climb.
Wow.
Thank you for
that
question.
Thank you, Kent, for calling in. We sincerely appreciate that. Mr. Ishmael, I think we want to hear your 12 steps. But one of the things that you said that I think is so important for people to understand is that I take the word plan, and I've tried to develop an acronym which helps me to understand what a plan is. And I take the P as to represent pacing, and the L, life, and the A, end, and the N, navigating. So to me, a plan is about pacing life and navigating, and that I think that the point that Kent had made that I think you concur with is that we got to pace ourselves to believe that we're just going to turn things into something fantastic from something that has been challenged so quickly. It may happen, but it's not as likely to happen if we just pace ourselves and begin with something small and keep building from that point forth. So I want to hear at this point your 12 steps, but if you want to comment on anything else before you share those, please do.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think pacing ourselves through change, making small changes at the beginning, and then onto bigger changes is exactly the way to go, and in fact is exactly the way the book is written and structured as well. So small changes first, you develop confidence, you develop habits, as Ken pointed out, and then you go on to make bigger changes. And eventually you see a complete transformation in that particular area of your life. It's exactly what I did. So let me talk about very briefly about the 12 steps that I think are absolutely essential to keeping those New Year's resolutions.
Please do.
The first is something I alluded to earlier, which is to define your most important and audacious goal and to make the goal big. And simply, the bigger you can make the goal, the more you can make it, it can make you gasp, the more your mind will be challenged to think out of the box, to think about ways to achieve that audacious goal. The second step, and if people have pen and paper who are listening, I think that would be wonderful, is to set a clear deadline. We all get very focused when we have a deadline, so setting a clear deadline is important. It can be a year, it can be a month, it can be 3 years, whatever it is. The third is to measure success. Now, some goals like weight loss or getting fit are easy to measure and track. But let's say your goal was, as mine was, to have improved family relationships. That is much more difficult to measure, but it can be measured. One can look at the frequency of family contact, one, especially if there was geographical distance. One can look at whether the interactions one has with family are more meaningful and satisfying. Listeners can ask themselves whether they're increasingly happy emerging from these interactions. So no matter the goal, something that, you know, at face value is easy to measure or something that seems difficult, always find a way, and there is always a way, to measure success. The fourth reason, or the fourth step really, is to define your compelling reasons. if you cannot articulate a clear, compelling reason for why you must achieve a goal, especially a huge goal or a resolution or a promise, you simply won't achieve that goal. And the reason for that is that achieving any goal or keeping large promises will involve changes in your life. It'll take you out of your comfort zone. So knowing why you're doing it and keeping that at the forefront, articulating that, writing that down, is really important. Fifth, it's important to define the benefits that you expect to gain, because that will drive you towards doing whatever it takes to keeping that promise or meeting that resolution. Sixth, it's equally important to define the consequences of not achieving the goal. And I have a wonderful story. We don't have time to go over that now, but in the book, about a woman, and I use her as an example of the consequences, the grave consequences, if she did that she had to keep in mind of not achieving her goal, and it spurred her to achieve a goal. Human beings generally tend to want to avoid pain. And so knowing what that pain might be is really important.
Sure. What you're going to do, Kareem, is we're going to stop at those six, and we're going to entertain a caller or two, and then we're going to pick up with the other six on the other side of the break, so if you don't mind.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful. So we have a caller, Carol, from Pennsylvania. So, Carol, what is your question for Mr. Kareem Ismail?
My question is, how do you overcome the all-or-nothing thinking? Like, if you start a resolution, and I like the concept of now calling it a promise, and you break it one time, and then all of a sudden you think, like, everything's lost. How do you overcome that thinking?
I think that's an excellent question. The book outlines a process where you set weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual goals. And as you go through that process, you will be reminded and you will have opportunity, in essence, to start over again. It just creates a framework for starting over as opposed to saying, I quote-unquote failed at this. It also teaches you how to leverage your failures so that you can do better next time, to really analyze carefully what didn't work out, what you could do differently, to seek the advice of others who could, help you in terms of what didn't go right this time. And so you spurred on to continue on and go next time. And we'll all have fits and spurts, stops and starts as we go through a goal. That's natural.
Wow.
Thanks for that.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Appreciate that. I like
that help?
The part about analyzing what went wrong. Thank
Good.
You.
Carol, I hope that was helpful to you.
It really was. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks. We have another caller, Kathy from Pennsylvania, that we're going to pick up with on the other side of the break. So, Kathy, please hang on. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. We're going to take a break in about 30 seconds and then come on back. So we have with us today Kareem H. Ismail, the author of the bestseller, Keep Any Promise, a Blueprint for Designing Our Future. He has given us six things that we can do to make sure that we're successful. Is to have an audacious goal is number one, have a clear deadline to measure our success, to define the compelling reasons, to define the benefits, and to define the consequences of not achieving the promise. So we'll continue with this on the other side of our break.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Hyperbike Performance Centers, the extreme motorcycle tuning facility for performance-minded riders. For the most advanced tuning possible, bring your bike in for a diagnostic in their climate-controlled dyno room. Take advantage of their suspension services designed to tweak your bike's suspension till it fits your personal riding needs. All of their performance products are tested in their facility first. Brakes, wheels, alarms, GPS, and more. Hyperbike Performance Centers on Route 40 West, Frederick, or visit hyperbikeperformancecenters.com.
Is there truly a lesson in every situation? Can you learn from another person's experiences, or are lessons learned when they only happen to you? Dave Felzer, number one national and number one international best-selling author, challenges listeners to stand tall, to be accountable, no matter what the setbacks, and to recommit to enhancing their lives, as well as assisting others around them. Listen to The Dave Felzer Show every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Radio Network.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Tuned in to the Navigating Your Life Show with Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams. To participate in our discussion, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to host@navigatingyourlifeshow.net. Now, back to the program.
Well, thank you so much for joining us back again. We have with us today Kareem H. Ismail, who is the author of Keep Any Promise, A Blueprint for Designing Your Future, which came out in 2008. And he's helping us to get our thoughts together as we get ready to go into a new year. And I think that the stuff that he is providing us today has truly been such a treasure. And some of the things that we've covered so far is to understand there's a difference between a resolution, a goal, and a promise. Being a promise is something we really want to keep. And it talks about us having a relationship with ourselves and our future, and others as well. So we're going to continue. We've given the first six of his 12-step process for achieving any goal, and we now have a caller on the line, Kathy. And then we're going to, on the other side of our call with time with Kathy, we're going to go through items 7 through 12 of that 12-step process. So, Kathy, thank you so much for hanging in there with us.
Kathy,
Okay, I think we may have lost Kathy. So if we get her back again, we'll have her join in. But Ismail, if you don't mind with going ahead and sharing with us the steps of 7 through 12, that would be wonderful.
Sure, thank you. So step 7 really is to define the obstacles to achieving our goal. Often what happens is we hit obstacles down the road, but we can pre-think those obstacles, at least 80% of them. And if we do that and write them down, we'll be very prepared. And that really takes me to step 8, which is to focus on the solutions to overcoming your obstacles. Human beings, as a species, we've survived because we're instinctive problem solvers. So once we define a problem or define an obstacle, our mind starts thinking about solutions. So define the obstacles, the solutions will come, and that's step 7 and 8. Step 9 is to enlist all possible resources to attain your goal. I found that often when we have a goal or we want to keep a promise or a resolution, we assume we have to achieve this on our own. I'm not sure why we put this pressure on ourselves, but there are a lot of resources, systems, people want to help. And if we only enlist those resources, we get much further ahead in terms of, you know, where we want to go towards our goal. Step 10 is to set clear milestones on your path to success. You know, as Kent mentioned, it's important to go from one step to the next to make steady progress and to define what that steady progress is. And time frames allow you, and milestones allow you to assess your goal, to determine your process, to take corrective action if things aren't working out. And I use 90-day milestones because I find it's not too short, and yet it's not as long as a year, and keeps me very much in check, and that's something that the book covers as well. Two more steps. Step 11 is, I think it's really important to share your goal widely. I think it's really vital to your success because it may feel uncomfortable, but this is what holds us accountable to ourselves. So if you hide it, or hide that promise or that goal, chances are you diminish the possibility you're going to reach it. It also allows you to get objective feedback. And finally, it inspires others, friends, family, and colleagues to set their own resolutions, to set their own goals. So I think we should all do what we ask children to do and share. And lastly, and perhaps the most important aspect to keeping that resolution, reaching that goal, keeping that promise, is to visualize what your goal will look like. I firmly believe, I'm absolutely sure, that no Olympic athlete or world-class performer ever achieved success without imagining himself or herself or their team as a champion standing on that podium. So without a crystal clear vision of what success will look like, and you can use photos, drawings, you can write, whatever makes sense for you, it is going to be difficult to keep that, you know, to keep that promise. And all of this is covered in a lot of detail with examples and some wonderful, inspiring stories from 12 people in my life, ranging from age 12 to 65, who exemplify each of these 12 steps in my book, Keep Any Promise, A Blueprint for Designing Your Success.
Well, Kareem, those things are extremely powerful, and we're going to go through them before the show is over just to make sure that people have them all. And again, we want to encourage them to go and to locate your book and to get it, because I think it's really going to allow 2010 to be a very special year if they take heed to all the things that you have highlighted. And one of the things that you were saying that I just think is just so marvelous is the point about visualizing your desires for what you want to see. And I know, you know, when I was a foster child and I was about 11 or 12 years old, I would sign my name, you know, Nathaniel J. Williams, Executive Director, because one day I said, that's what I want to be. I want to run an agency that like I used to live in. And because I wrote that for 13 years, that by the time I was 26, that was my real title. But I think you're so correct, Kareem, that if I didn't write it, I don't know if it would have really happened. And I think so often we just don't recognize how important it is to put things in writing. And your other points about sharing it and making it transparent, a friend of mine loves to say the statement that we're as sick as our secrets, and I think sometimes we keep these wonderful goals and aspirations and promises that we've made to ourselves quiet. And again, I just can't tell you how profound I think all of your 12 steps are. But we have Kathy, who's back on the line now, and we don't want to miss her again. So, Kathy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Kathy, you have a question for Kareem Ishmael.
Yes. How do you get past, say for years and, you know, years, you've been making the same resolutions or more than one resolution, and you just don't attain them. And, of course, you have stuck in your head, you know, fear of failure. And I guess one of the things that I've learned, don't make resolutions anymore because you fail at them anyway. How do you get past that and, you know, move forward to make a resolution and attain it?
Kathy,
I'm going to be a bit radical. I'm going to suggest, Kathy, that you stop making resolutions, not out of fear, but you take a completely different approach. Resolutions, as I pointed out earlier, can be like a deck of cards. There really is no structure, foundation, support. And I know that because buildings have to have all of those things, and they stay, and they're up, you know, unless there's an act of nature. And what I would suggest, Kathy, is that instead of forget about making resolutions, develop a life blueprint, okay, just like you would have a blueprint for creating a building. And it'll be unique, and it'll be unique for you. And the best way to do that, frankly, is through the book, Keep Any Promise. There's also a home study program. But as you develop that life blueprint, you will find that invariably, as you start implementing that blueprint, you will be keeping your promises, resolutions, goals just very naturally. So all I can say is stop making resolutions. I think that's a good idea, but not out of fear, out of just saying, this hasn't worked for me. I need a system that is much more solid and allows me to think things through much better at a much deeper level. And I assure you, all of the people who actually pick up the book and go through the workbook, there's a free workbook that comes with it, they call me and they tell me and they send me emails about the kind of changes they're now able to make that they just never could make before. So I hope that's helpful for you.
What wonderful. Thank you, Kathy, so much for calling in. And Kathy, if you could just stay on the line, I just wanted to read something from Mr. Ishmael's book that he has as a poem from Marianne Williamson about three or four pages into the book. It says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and famous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." So, Kathy, I leave that with you as something from Keep Any Promise, because I think it's such a powerful thing written by Marianne Williamson that Kareem Ishmael thought was important to put into his book, but I think it talks to your situation so well. So wishing you the best, Kathy.
Thank you.
Sure. Ishmael, I'm sorry, I keep calling you by your last name, Kareem.
That's okay.
This is just such powerful, powerful stuff. We have a break in about 2 minutes, but there's another Kathy holding with another question, and I want to get her before we go to break. So, Kathy, are you on
sure.
the line?
Sure.
Yes.
Hi. You want to pose your question before we go to break?
I do. My question was step 10, when we're talking about milestones. When you're setting them out in the beginning and you have a set step as far as where you want to be in 30, 60, 90 days, and then when you get to that point and you may not be there, you may not be really happy with that at that particular point, what do you suggest as far as do you reevaluate where you want to be? Do you step back? How do you go from there?
That's an excellent question, and absolutely. One needs to reflect, to reevaluate. In the book, I describe a monthly process called a monthly plan, and once you've looked at the progress or sometimes lack of progress in an area, there's five or six questions that you ask yourself, and that helps you really look at what did and didn't go right and what you can do and what you commit to doing in the next month. And I find that I, too, will not reach each and every one. I would be lying through my teeth if I told you I met every one of my goals first time out. There is this whole thing called life that sometimes comes in the way. I understand that perfectly. And so by reflecting in a particular way each month, I'm able to take corrective action and build on the lack of success, or sometimes I might call it failure, but learn from it and propel myself forward, and eventually I get there.
Wow.
It's like climbing. Cool. I use the analogy of climbing in a mountain. Sometimes you'll slip on some areas, and then you want to think about what can I do differently, but if you persist and look at it, you'll eventually get to the top.
Well, thank you so much. Kathy, I hope that was helpful to you.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to get ready to take another break, and when we come back, it'll be our last segment. This has been just so powerful of a conversation that we've had over the last 45 minutes or so, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Craig Paizo, who will also have a chance to debrief and share some of the thoughts on the time that we spent here together today. The time has passed so quickly, so We will try to get everything in before our time is up. So we'll be back after this break.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hyperbike Performance Centers, the extreme motorcycle tuning facility for performance-minded riders. For the most advanced tuning possible, bring your bike in for a diagnostic in their climate-controlled dyno room. Take advantage of their suspension services designed to tweak your bike's suspension till it fits your personal riding needs. All of their performance products are tested in their facility first. Brakes, wheels, alarms, GPS, and more. Hyperbike Performance Centers on Route 40 West, Frederick, or visit hyperbikeperformancecenters.com.
Are you living with passion, purpose, and play? Are you ready to overcome your fears, claim your power and purpose to make your mark on the world, but don't know where to start? Tuck Self, the Rebel Bell, will inspire and empower you to squeeze as much juice and joy out of life as possible. You'll find your passion, live on purpose, and do it all with a boatload of play. Join this amazing voice for Tuck Talk every Monday at 6 p.m. in the East and 3 p.m. in the West on the Voice America Variety Channel. Live rebelliciously and on your terms.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Tuned in to the Navigating Your Life Show with Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams. To participate in our discussion, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to host@navigatingyourlifeshow.net. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. We are today talking with Kareem H. Ismail, who is the author of Keep Any Promise, a Blueprint for Designing Your Future that came out in 2008. And we've had such a fabulous time in talking with our listeners who have called in, but also the enlightened points that Mr. Ismail has made has been very profound. A part of our segment of our show each week is to allow for a dear friend of mine and colleague, Dr. Craig Pizza, who is a licensed psychologist in the state of Pennsylvania, to join us, and he's been listening to the show. And Craig, before we go back to Mr. Ismail, what are some quick thoughts that you wanted to share regarding what you've heard?
Well, yes, thank you. I think our listeners should be aware that behavioral change is difficult, and the people who tend to be the most successful are those who persevere. They just don't give up, and they have resilience in the process, meaning they just keep trying, they keep bouncing back. And I think the key to that is reframing failure as just another form of equity. If you're trying and you keep trying, you eventually will succeed. And if en route to being successful, you're not successful and you call that failure and you allow that to, you know, break your resilience or get you to quit, then you won't be successful. Successful people then reframe failure as successful efforts toward their eventual goal achievement.
Thank you so much.
I think that's excellent. Sure. And if I may jump in, it's Kareem here.
Yeah, please.
I think also reframing failure as really an opportunity to learn is something I found very useful. And I always ask myself, what did I learn from this? And I'm able to take that learning, turn it around, and, you know, spur myself onto it's my goal.
And one of the things that Ishmael, that Kareem, that is highlighted to me in my own life is that I take the word failure out. I mean, I know that, you know, people understand what that means. I just think so often it's really not a failure. It's really a challenge. And that, you know, our plan, as was mentioned by one of our callers earlier, just didn't pan out the way we wanted to. But one of the steps that you talk about is, you know, planning to have an obstacle, planning to have a challenge, and how you will overcome that. So when and if it does come, you even have a plan to deal with that. So I think so often, you know, I think the word failure is very immobilizing for a lot of people. But if it's just a challenge, it's just an obstacle, it's just a temporary barrier, I think that, you know, part of reframing it is really, it could in today's world, with all the things that we have in so many of the places that we live in, could it really be a failure, or really just a challenge that just needs to be overcome? Dr. Paizo or Mr. Ishmael, your thoughts on that?
Well, just one additional thought, if I could. But we've studied successful people who make behavioral change, and one conclusion throughout, including work with addictions recovery, but otherwise people changing their lifestyle, is people change only when they're ready, and people tend to be most ready to change when they set the stage and do the necessary preparations, including what our speaker described earlier as learning from, quote, failure, unquote. So accept that change occurs only when we're ready, and getting prepared and setting the stage to do so sets us up eventually to be successful, so long as we don't give up en route.
Wow. Well, Mr. Kareem Ishmael,
agree more. Thank you.
Sure. Mr. Kareem Ishmael, you've given such a wealth of information, and I know our listeners are going to want to get some more. I know that you had talked earlier about your book and that you have a wonderful program that is giving something back to people, as well as they purchase the book, that they will get something back in return that's worth an inordinate amount of money. So would you mind sharing with our listeners your book promotion that is going on at this particular point?
Sure, thank you. For all listeners, if you go to www.keepanypromise.com/book.asp, as in Alpha Sierra Papa, that's ASP, not only will you be able to order the book there, you will get a signed hardcover copy of the book and $5,000 in downloadable bonuses from best-selling authors and experts. This is a very limited time offer. I was planning to end it at the end of December, may continue just into January, but they are really, in addition to the book that covers all that we talked about and much, much, much more, there are also some wonderful gems among these $5,000 worth of resources. So again, the URL is www.keepanypromise.com/book.asp. I'd also like to add that if somebody decides not to buy the book and they just went to the website, www.keepanypromise.com, there is a life quiz there that people are telling me they are finding incredibly useful. It's like doing a 50-point personal check. So at the very least, if you should decide for any reason not to buy the book, I hope you will buy the book and get all those bonuses, at least take the life quiz, because it will give you a very clear sense of where you are in every major area of your life today.
Mr. Ishmael, I just want to thank you for what you have done with adversity and challenges in your own life and how you've turned that around. And I think your goal of $5 million, as I said earlier, I think you're undershooting even with that. I think the information that you've compiled and having a chance to read the book as I've done, I think is so very powerful. And I think that as the word continues to get out, and it's all about that pacing, I know the book came out in 2008, and we're now getting ready to go into 2010, but I hope that you're feeling that momentum that's building, because I think what you're doing is extremely useful and powerful to people, and will change their lives. And as you already have shared, it's changing lives already. So I pray that you continue to keep doing the work that you're doing, because it's really making a great difference in people's lives. We're getting ready to wrap up. I want to thank Dr. Craig Paizo for calling in and offering his insights today. And I, again, want to thank our guest, Mr. Kareem H. Ismail, the author of Keep Any Promise, A Blueprint for Designing Your Future. We will be back again next week with another show that we will make sure is interesting to follow up on today's fantastic conversation. So thank you, Mr. Ismail, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on your show. Bye-bye.
Sure, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Craig, again, for being with us, as always.
It's my pleasure, and Happy New Year.
Sure, same to you. And to all of our listeners, we wish you the very, very best coming into 2010, and look forward to seeing you on the other side of the new year. Wishing you your best, this is your host, Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams.
Thank you again for listening to the Navigating Your Life show. Please join Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams again next Monday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a great week, and here's hoping your life will change for the better forever.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.